KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. Minna Miller is a Seattle pianist who comes from what she describes as a Holocaust family. Minna's Jewish parents came to America from Lithuania in 1939. They were the only family members who survived the Holocaust. As a musician, Minna takes a special interest in artists who were imprisoned during the Nazi era. These artists defiantly carried on their creative lives in the ghettos and camps of Nazi-occupied Europe. 15 years ago, Minna Miller founded Music of Remembrance here in Seattle. It's an organization dedicated to musical performance commemorating the Holocaust. This weekend, Music of Remembrance presents an opera called The Emperor of Atlantis. It was composed in 1943 by Victor Ullmann.
Victor Ullmann was raised Catholic, converted to Protestantism, and then converted back to Catholicism. But his parents were originally of Jewish heritage, and so according to the Nazi racial laws, he was considered to be a Jew. And even if he wasn't a Jew, because his music was also avant-garde and he was also politically quite progressive, that he would have been a target for the Nazis regardless of religion. But he was incarcerated in Terezin because of being a Jew, even though his entire life he revolved between, as I said, Catholicism and Protestantism. And what's even more ironic, and it's a sad irony, is that it was in Terezin that he actually discovered his Jewish roots. And it was in Terezin that he set some Yiddish and Hebrew songs and arranged them. He certainly didn't identify as a Jew at any other time in his life.
Mm-hmm. Help us understand, for those of us who are not as familiar with this history, to what extent were prisoners at Terezin encouraged to create and perform music?
Terezin was a model ghetto, so you can't really think about other concentration camps having lots of opportunities for music and performance. Terezin was set up by the Nazis to show the world that they were treating Jews humanely. And so you had a camp where many of the prisoners were sort of the creme de la creme, most important composers, musicians, teachers, artists, writers. And they knew that all of these people were going to be sent on a transport to a death camp sooner or later. But for the purposes of propaganda, it was fine to allow them to have performances and to create music and to have their plays and their lectures. And, of course, this was all done in addition to slave labor, because the prisoners in Terezin, they did slave labor 80 hours a week. And again, it was for a short period of time. And all of these wonderful composers whose music we've been performing, Victor Ullmann, Hans Krause, Pavel Haas, Gideon Klein, they were in Terezin 2 to 3 years, all sent to Auschwitz, all perished.
Hmm. What do we know about how this opera was set in motion? How did Victor Ullmann begin to write it?
Okay. Well, it was based on a libretto by a young Terezin imprisoned poet, Peter Keen. And basically, the libretto is a statement of protest against their captors that directly mocks Hitler. And Victor Ullmann made no shortage of using musical quotation to aid in this particular way. He actually uses a quote from the Nazi anthem, Deutschland über alles. And so one of the title characters is Kaiser über all, you know, really playing on the intended irony of, you know, the Deutschland über alles. But the storyline is very important because in the opera, Emperor Overall, which is, you know, Hitler, and the very strong allusion to Hitler, proclaims universal war. And he declares that his old ally, Death, is going to set this campaign in motion. But Death is so offended by the emperor's presumption that he goes on strike. And of course, you know, Death thinks about, you know, people used to die naturally from illness or, you know, bombs. But for the emperor to take away his power to make death happen, that was just just beyond what he could tolerate. And so this is really, you know, it's incredible satire, but it has great meaning because what Death says is that I'm going to go on strike. And so confusion results. You find soldiers from different sides who sing a love duet, a male and a female soldier. You find the sick and suffering that you find no release from their pain because they're not allowed to die. And then eventually Death says, okay, I'll go back to work. But on one condition, you, the emperor, which is the Kaiser, Hitler, you have to be the first to die. And the emperor accepts and sings his farewell. So you can imagine with that storyline how the authorities, both the Nazi authorities and how the camp authorities, the elders, the Jewish elders who were in charge of self-government in Terezin, really just couldn't let the show go on. It was just far too subversive.
You've brought in some sections of the opera for us to hear. You made an allusion to the love duet.
Yes.
Can you tell me what's going on here in the opera and how this kind of catches your ear and imagination?
Well, this goes to the confusion that happens when Death goes on strike. So the scene starts out with two soldiers. They're a male and a female soldier from different sides that start, you know, attacking each other as if they're ready to kill each other. And then suddenly, when death is no longer a possibility, they look at each other and they're two human beings with feelings and emotions. And the barriers are broken down just as the way we can break down barriers across enemy lines when we recognize that we're all people and we all have a heart and a soul. And at that point, they look into each other's eyes and they fall in love and they sing a love duet. So can you just imagine from going to the point of murder, each with a gun at head point, to then breaking out into a love duet? And the words they sing are very beautiful. And by the way, we're doing the opera in English so they can be understood by everyone. They relate, see the sullen clouds that hovered have been lifted from our sight, and the landscape grayly covered suddenly is bathed in light. Deepest shadows turn to fire at the rising of the sun.
Minna Miller is the Artistic Director of Music of Remembrance. This Seattle-based organization performing music in commemoration of the Holocaust is in its 15th season. Their next performance is November 16th and 18th in Benaroya Hall. The music that we are listening to is from the opera The Emperor of Atlantis by Victor Ullmann. It was composed when Ullmann was imprisoned in the Terezin concentration camp. What became of Victor Ullmann? What happened to him?
Well, October 16th, 1944, Victor Ullmann and the librettist Peter Keen were placed on the same transport to Auschwitz, and Victor Ullmann perished in the gas chambers on October 18th, shortly after arrival. Mm-hmm. That transport was so sad. It had so many important composers on it from that Terezin circle. Hans Krause was on it. Gideon Klein was on it, but Gideon Klein went from Auschwitz to a work camp, and he perished in Fürstenberg. But again, his fate was as the others, just a few months later.
You're beginning your 15th season with Music of Remembrance. How is the mission of this organization to present this music associated with the Holocaust, one that has such deep personal resonance for you?
Well, I come from a Holocaust background. My parents were the only survivors in their entire families. They managed to emigrate to America just in time. They came in 1939, just around the time of the World's Fair. They came from Lithuania. But their entire families were murdered. And to this day, you know, I still have a problem identifying when people talk about their relatives, and they talk about their aunts and their uncles and this relative by marriage and this cousin and this second cousin and this third cousin. I am like a three-year-old having to figure this out by rote because it's not on automatic for me. I didn't know any family except that they were all dead. They were all murdered. And as a musician, I always felt that music had a should serve a higher purpose, not to be entertainment, but to convey a message, to communicate something that we could touch one another at and really get at the essence of who we are. And the fact that when I did research on the Holocaust and I came to know the kind of performances that were taking place in Terezin and that there really was a human spirit there, that these artists, knowing that they were going to die, that they created music to the very last moment. I mean, there are pieces by Hans Krause that were written 9 days before he was on a transport to Auschwitz that are full of life and spirit, that they created this, that I felt that here was a vehicle that we could use to present this music and also to build new bridges today, new generations, by commissioning new music dedicated to the Holocaust and tell stories that need to be heard.
Music from The Emperor of Atlantis, the 1943 opera, was composed in the Terezin concentration camp by Victor Ullmann. It's performed this Friday and Sunday nights, November 16th and 18th, in Benaroya Hall in Seattle. The performances mark the start of the 15th season of concerts by Music of Remembrance. I spoke with the organization's artistic director, Seattle pianist Minna Miller. More information is at kuow.org. Search for Holocaust. I'm Dave Beck, KUOW 94.9.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at kuow.org.